Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, a space where we will be revealing what is it that is getting in the way of our potential as human beings, as a species, diving into a deep inquiry into body, mind, consciousness, our way of being on the planet today, and our current relationship with our reality and with reality itself. My name is Nikki Clinch. I am your host. I will be sharing the science, research, and evidence, and coming into this podcast from the paradigm of ontology, looking at why you are the way you are, not as a you problem, but looking at it from the context of a human problem. This is not about you. This is about being human. My intention is that in this podcast, you will discover so many blind spots that are running you and your life and how reality is unfolding, and that you can start to experience yourself as part of the human species rather than just an individual stuck in a story trying to solve your own problems. This is the time now on our planet to remember and embody and realize our infinite potential as a species. If you want to dive even deeper beyond this podcast, you can download our 21 Days of Expansion, 21 powerful body-mind ontological activations, meditations, for you to be able to work with your own rewiring and neural pathways to be able to create a fundamental shift in how you experience yourself, how you experience your reality, and the way in which you are a co-creator in the world that you are getting. So just hit the link below to download 21 Days, and that can be yours starting now. But for now, let's dive into this podcast, The Infinite Potential of Being Human. I am so excited for you to explore and inquire and receive all the teachings and richness and education of the episodes ahead. Thank you so much. I'm Nikki Clinch. I'm delighted to be here with you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I'm your host. And today is a very special episode. This is my birthday episode and also our first ever guest episode that we are releasing on the podcast. And I can't think of anyone better that I would rather have for my birthday celebration than this woman. This is my conversation with Regan Hillier. Regan, I love you. Thank you for being here. How are you today?
Thank you, Nikki. It's an honor to be here, and I'm so good. Happy birthday. I'm just blessed and honored to celebrate you and to love you up with all your light and all your awesomeness. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. My team asked me who I wanted for my birthday, and someone that I was close to, someone that inspired me, and someone I could go really deep with. And you were literally the first person that came to mind. I just wanted to just introduce you to my audience. I would assume that most people know who you are. You are literally known as the queen of manifestation. But I wanted to introduce you to the people here who may not know that. And also, it's actually a question I've never really asked you. Can you share with us what is your commitment and your mission in the world, and what inspired you to have this as your commitment?
Well, yes, my commitment in the world really is to help raise the frequency and the vibration of this planet. My commitment is to leave this planet better than how we found it. And in terms of what inspired me, you know, I think it has been a really deep, continuous journey of peeling back the layers to that. You know, I remember when I was, it was 11 years old, and I remember it was the end of the year, and we were coming into January 1st, and I was sitting there with my dad, and we were out on the water in New Zealand. And my dad said to me, like, you know, you need to write down your New Year's resolutions and write down like what you really want for this year. But he said, this year, I want you to just write one thing, and I want you to make it like really, really, really important to you. And he said, do something that's maybe not like a physical item. Like, what's something that you could really, really, really get behind? And what would you really, really, really love, right? And I remember I took this as a little bit of a personal challenge as a 11-year-old. And I sat down and I spent hours thinking about this, thinking like if I could wave a magic wand, what would be different in my life? And I had this really cool idea as an 11-year-old. I was like, what if my New Year's resolution was for every single stranger that I met to make them smile? And it seemed a little bit like a personal challenge because I wrote it down and I proudly went back to my dad, and my dad being my dad was like, that's awesome, honey. Like, that's a really cool New Year's resolution. Like, let's check in on that in a year from now and see how you're doing with it. And so it became my little purpose as an 11-year-old. And I would walk into the grocery store and I would see the person behind the cashier and I would make it my mission to try and make them smile. And this continued on and on. And I noticed after probably a few weeks that I was playing with this game with myself, really, that I felt really, really, really good about it. And I had no languaging or construct for it at the time. All I knew was that that feels really good. If I can make people smile, that feels really good. And in the box of my 11-year-old consciousness, I think that's part of raising the vibration of humanity and leaving this planet a better place. I think there was a very important seed that got activated around that moment in time, which then, you know, continued to blossom.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I can't believe I've never heard you tell that story before. That's so powerful. Like when I hear you speak about that, I hear three things in what that 11-year-old was beginning, which is such a big part of who you are. One is intentional living, setting an intention and then being committed to creating it. The second piece is actually thinking bigger than just your small world. So the collective, you were thinking of the world at 11 years old. You were like, how can I make a difference in the world? And the third piece is frequency, bringing joy, smiling. Those are three fundamental pieces to what you do and to who you've become. And I think that, you know, this podcast is about the infinite potential of being human. I think those three aspects of how we could be living on this planet intentionally, thinking collectively, not just about ourselves, and also what's the frequency that we can give, that we can bring out into the world. That's such important pieces. Do you think that every human being is capable of manifesting and creating the world that they intend?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. You know, some people think that manifestation is this God-given gift where some people have it and some people don't, and some people are blessed by luck and some people aren't. But we are all manifestors, whether we are aware of it or not and whether we like it or not. Everything you do and don't have in your life right now, you've manifested. Every experience which you're going through, even if you really don't like it, you have created at some level. Right? Because life is not happening to us. We are interlocked and interwoven into the quantum field of our reality at a deep particle level. We are all one. And if we know this, then we know there's a constant interaction going on. And it's not just an external world separate to our internal world and our external world just throwing these random things at us. There's a constant dialogue and a frequency and energetic exchange, which is always taking place. So many people are just unaware of this and they don't realize that they are actually a manifester. And then when they start learning some of the ropes of manifestation and they start taking radical responsibility for their lives, when they start actually realizing that they are a sovereign being and they can architect their reality in any way that they desire, I mean, that's when the magic starts happening, right? When people actually start claiming their power back in that way. But to answer your question, yes. Anyone can manifest and beyond even learn how to manifest, remember how to manifest.
Yes. Oh, I love it. And I think that's one of the things that really kind of connect us so much is this piece about responsibility. It's a tough piece to take full ownership of the reality that we have, that actually we are connected, intricately connected to the reality we do have, not just the ones that are good, but actually what is what we are creating. And I think that was one of the biggest pieces that I learned when I started coming to work with you. You know, I was really aware of and committed to this responsibility piece, but the frequency piece was new for me. I didn't realize how much density there still was in the body because it just feels normal. It just feels normalized to how we're living. We're so used to walking around and living our lives in a certain kind of field. But when I started working with you, and it was the first time that I became conscious of a whole nother upgrade in frequency that could be possible. And that's really what I wanted to speak to you about, because I feel like the electromagnetic field of the planet is rising so rapidly right now. And it feels like it's almost kind of forcing us to experience the lower densities that are still stuck in the body. Talk to me about that. Do you think that it is literally inviting us to purge lower densities right now, or to move what's stuck?
Yes. Yes is the answer. I really feel that our planet is alive. You know, she's a living being, and she's also on her own ascension pathway. And just like the quantum field of information, like it or not, we are her and we are connected to her and we are one with her also. So as she continues to grow and expand, and this is not some woo-woo thing, like you can go and measure the frequency of the planet and you can see what's happened even in the last 10 years as to how things have elevated so quickly. But naturally, when a human, when a planet, when anything steps into a new frequency band, it can only oscillate at the highest frequency relative to where that lowest frequency is. And so there's an interesting thing taking place where, yes, the planet is rising and the frequency is elevating, but then also the density must, the lowest frequencies must actually come up, right? Which means clearing out the density, which means clearing out these pieces. And so we see her as a planet literally doing this, purging the weather systems and volcanoes and earthquakes. And like we see that happen. We see her shifting and recalibrating and shaking it off to release some of this energy. And again, we are not separate from that. And so I believe that we're all in also this ascension pathway process. And we all have a responsibility to look at the density in these lower pieces, which maybe we've been blind to in the past, which are now coming up to the surface to shine light on them and to have conscious awareness of them so that we can stabilize our frequency to simply oscillate at a higher frequency. Now, when it comes to manifestation, this actually means that it's easier to then match what it is that you're looking to call in to your life. If that's love, if that's money, if that's freedom of choices, if that's more travel, whatever it is, impact, service, contribution, all of that, you start being able to fine tune your capacity to actually sink at a deep energetic level because you don't have the density weighing you down underneath the surface. And so as this planet goes through this natural upgrading cycle, I believe that we can flow with it and willingly do the work with it. If not, we can get smashed on our faces, basically. And if not, the purging will still happen and the density will still clear, but you'll be crashing against the wave and you'll be wondering why your life is so hard. And why is there so many challenges and so much struggle? And why do you have to push, push, push? Because you're not finding the flow of the natural synchronicity, which takes courage, which doesn't mean that you bypass the density and you don't look at it. No, you're actually courageous enough to go deeply into it, to see it unattached for what it is, to have the tools and the capacity to then clear it, shift it, and alchemize it, because energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. So we're alchemizing the density into these higher frequencies that will serve us. So we're at this really beautiful choice point right now. And we see a lot of the planet suffering and struggling and fighting against this and in denial of it. And then a lot of people that are really living their best lives ever right now, who are just in full heart expansion and bliss and love and gratitude and impact and service and shining their light in a really big, impactful way. Why does it seem maybe that it's a little easier for them? Well, when you get underneath the surface, a lot of them are doing this work and they're doing it at a very high level. It doesn't mean there aren't challenges, but they're actually going in and they're doing the work to clear the density.
I mean, God, just for everybody listening, when we're saying density, what we mean are, you know, those lower energies, those emotions, the anger, the terror, the fear, the panic. I think everybody that I've spoken to, particularly all my clients, so many people, family members, are speaking about, why am I so anxious? Why is my anxiety off the roof right now? Why am I feeling so much terror? Why have I got all this anger coming up? You know, that's what we mean by these denser energies that are quite literally being brought up so that we can see them. And if we fight against it, like you're saying, it just is immense suffering. If we choose it and do the work and so it can release and move, we alchemize and then we upgrade. I just think that we're at such a crucial time right now where we get to really choose. It's a choice. Are we going to take this on and evolve, or are we going to fight and literally let it take, it will take us over? And it will do it what it needs to do anyway. And I think when I spend time with you, the level of commitment that you put into this process, this way of living, is something that I have as well. And I love how committed you are. But you've taken kind of the biohacking side of the human body to a whole nother level that I've never seen before. So everybody listening, Regan and your husband Wampa, you have the Nest, which I want to ask you about in a minute. But the technology that you're using there, the pieces that you're using there, the way that you take care of your body, your energy field, your health, your skin, I mean, it's at a whole nother level. Talk to me about all of that, because for most people, they'll see that and they'll think it looks like another planet. But it is, it's so powerful. So talk to me about that, the biohacking side.
For sure. Yeah. Well, it's a spaceship to another planet for sure.
Yes.
Look, everything counts and everything matters and everything is connected. And when you
Everything is matter.
Everything is matter and everything does matter. And spirit is in matter and spirit matters. And like, it's like all so deeply connected. So when you remember that, all of it's important. And when you're really committed, for example, like myself and Nikki, to raising the frequency of this planet, and you realize you're a part of that, then you are responsible for also working on your own frequency. And then you start realizing that all of it is frequency because you are the information. So yeah, your skin is important. Yeah, your hair is important. Yes, the clothes you're wearing and what they're made of is important. Like, everything counts. And when you start realizing this, it can be a little overwhelming. It's like, where do I start with that? And so Wampa and I have been on a really deep journey for years and years and years, looking at so many different technologies. Yes, a lot of biohacking technologies, but also a lot of ascension technologies and everything in between, from the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body. We've really, really geeked out on this. And so the Nest is really a space that we've created to house all of that, where people can literally come and plug into that and utilize that. So for example, Nikki's experienced this firsthand at the Nest. And when we do the retreats, people come in and they plug in firstly to a piece of quantum technology that works through the quantum field of information, and it works through subspacing. And we're able to get a full and complete read of everything, your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, spiritual gifts coming online, everything. You do not need to even be in person for this. I could be in Costa Rica and I could be scanning my mother. In New Zealand, for example, she could be awake or asleep. It doesn't matter. It's just information, right? And now not only does this piece of technology scan everything, it also then treats everything again through frequency. So we can see anything that's out of balance slightly. We can see your unique resonant frequency, and we can make these adjustments to actually support any work that you're doing so that a higher frequency can come online. So that's just a little bit, I guess, of an example around some of the pieces. There's a lot of pieces, a lot of tech, a lot of machines, and we love fusing all of that modern quantum technology with the ancient technology, with getting outside, with getting your feet on the earth, with utilizing the nature and the ocean and the jungle, working with sacred plant teachers, you know, fusing all of this together. When this happens, you realize like these two worlds are so deeply interconnected and can support each other in such a beautiful way, because the biohacking community, in my opinion, has gone a little bit too far into the technology element, where it's almost like the tech becomes the answer and the God God and they disconnect from themselves. And then there's also a lot of people, they go a little bit too far into the plant medicine and those worlds, right? But you can sit nicely in the middle and play with all of it as a sovereign being of light, as a conscious, intentional creator of your own reality, and then pick and choose what tools you're going to pull from to learn from them, to actually, again, remember the essence of who you are. It's not about, oh, the tech did this. If the technology is running a program on me, I'm like, okay, how can I learn how to run that program myself? I'm learning from the technology. Just like if I'm sitting with sacred plant medicine, I'm not like, oh, the plants did this. I'm like, interesting. They're teaching me how to remember how to do this myself, how to embody this myself. Basically, we've built a big house of beautiful teachers that we can learn from.
I mean, when you speak about it, what you're really introducing is our ability to work on our health and our upgrades on a multidimensional level, you know, mental body, emotional body, energetic body, and working with all of it rather than just one piece. And when you are working with all of it from ancient teachings and future technology, it just gives us a whole nother level of power and aliveness and possibility. And, you know, it really is like a new kind of a human being that we're evolving into. You know, I think even on a cellular structural level, we are evolving into a new kind of human being. You know, when I had my brain injury, you scanned me and you were in Costa Rica and I was in bed in New Zealand and you scanned me. And I remember the pieces that this quantum scan gave me. And there were a few pieces that didn't make sense to me at the time, but it made me go and look. I had to go and look at some blocks that were happening for me and some big kind of deep core lessons. And then, of course, they were fundamental pieces to why the brain injury even happened, and then to my healing, and allowed me to heal much quicker than most people thought it would be possible. And I just think, wow, we are so powerful, and we are using just a small percentage collectively on the planet right now of how powerful we are as an animal, as a being. So tell us about the nest. When I came onto the nest for the first time, I've never seen anybody vision as big as you and Wampa. It's massive. Like everyone listening, I drove onto the nest. It's so big. The energy there is so big that it almost made my body shake at how big this vision is. But now I'm watching you both and you're making it real. Like it's becoming everything you said that you were going to create. So tell everybody listening about the nest, what your vision is and what you're creating there.
For sure. Yeah, it is a big, beautiful energy. I'm sitting right here in it right now. So all the jungle is with us and all those beautiful animals and beings here. So yeah, you know, the nest is really a nest, right? That is the hub of it. It's a place where people with really big wings out there in the world can come and settle into the nest and be in the nest and receive their upgrades and their rest and their recalibration and their deep connection and their heart connections and really be in this like nourishment of being in the nest. And then when they're charged up, they get to fly out of the nest with their wings sparkly and shiny and even bigger than before, right? And so that's what we wanted to create. That was our prayer for ourselves, but also for people that really are an energetic match who wanted to come and be guardians of this beautiful sacred land and do it together. And, you know, Nikki, you're one of those people and we're so blessed to have you. Wow, like one of the, I mean, this is the frequency, right? If you're like, oh, well, apart from Regan and Wampa, who's there? Like people like Nicola Clinch are there. and it's just beautiful. So, you know, we've been building out a retreat center so people can come in groups and actually plug in for a week or two. And we're about to start a process of actually opening where people can come in privately. So it doesn't have to be through a retreat, but they can come for 1, 2, or 3 weeks and basically plug into a system of, yeah, charging up there, which is exciting. So we're in the process now of building the systems out for that. And then we are creating a conscious residency where all of our beautiful family members can come in and actually create their own home and have it all synced in coherence with the whole project and the geometries and the energies and actually have their own nest, you know, which they can come and go from and be totally private and in their own bubble if they want, or if they want to plug into the community. And some of the portals there, like the Ascension Spa and the 12th Dimensional Pyramid and the restaurant and the co-working school. We are also doing a new school for children, a school with a system that humanity, I don't think, has seen before. So there's many layers to it, and it's very exciting. It's definitely a very big prayer. The jungle is on her own rhythm. We have learned so much, and especially we have really learned to surrender to the timing of when things actually want to come through and be anchored in and created, because our minds wanted all of this done and finished and created yesterday. But sometimes, sometimes there's a higher order, so some greater pieces can be revealed. So it's been a beautiful journey. Yeah.
I'm so grateful to you both for creating it. I bought my land last year, and I'm so excited to be part of it. And it is really, it's the future when I look at what's happening there. And also, you know, this is happening all over the world. Like I've met a few people that are creating, you know, conscious communities for the future. And it's such a beautiful thing that this is happening all over the world. People are actually intentionally creating the future and wanting to do it in community, which is, of course, you know, that's why one of the biggest pieces of wanting to be part of the nest is to be in community at a much, much higher frequency with people who are at a higher frequency. I'm so excited for what you're creating. One piece I wanted to talk about with you for everybody to listen is, we were speaking about this the other day, is about discipline and integrity. One of the reasons why you're so important to me is because you are one of the few female models that I know in a role of leadership and power that is as committed to integrity and discipline as I am. And, you know, I want to speak about it because it's so nice to talk about the higher frequency. It's so nice to talk about the manifestation and the light and the beauty and all the what's possible. But it takes a lot of commitment and discipline and integrity, wouldn't you say? Like, to really live in this way, it takes a lot of discipline and commitment.
It does. It absolutely 110% does. And I think, you know that about me because we talk almost every day. And I know that about you because we talk almost every day. And I believe we're really good mirrors for each other of just the level of discipline and integrity that is being held in our actual life. You know, someone might see one of us speak on a stage and be like, oh, cool, they're great on the stage, but how are they really in their real life? And I think we've really had the opportunity to mirror that, you know, to each other and to see that, which is really beautiful. It's interesting, right? Because I think with discipline, some people might be like, oh, I'm not really a disciplined person. I struggle with that. I find it hard to stick to my commitments. If I say I'm going to go and do this and do that, and then sometimes I don't. And I feel that when I unpack it now, it's quite easy to be disciplined if you are committed to integrity. Because yes, if you're committed to integrity, then you're committed to living the most integral, highest version of yourself. You're committed to the integrity of your truth, the integrity of your life, the integrity of your word to yourself and others. And from there, it's very easy to be in whatever discipline that is. If that's working out every day, if that's eating amazing, nourishing foods, if that's your spiritual practice, if that's spending time more with your partner, if that's the business you want to launch, whatever it is, the discipline becomes almost a no-brainer because the integrity piece is so strong. And so I think that's a good piece for someone to unpack. If it is like, I keep my commitments for a week or two and then I fall off the bandwagon, which everyone's been there, simply means there's a greater calling to be even more integral in your life. And then it's interesting. It's like, okay, well, if I was to be even more integral, well, what does that really mean? And who and what am I being integral to? And so for me, my integrity always, when I feel that, is like, okay, I want to live in the highest, most aligned integrity to the highest version of me that's already out there in the future, that has manifested everything that I desire, that has laid down the legacy, that has really created the impact, like the highest, purest version of me, the version of me that is as close as I can get to pure source or God or creator without then evaporating into God or source or creator and just not having a name anymore, right? If I'm still me, but I'm that close to spirit, to God, to the universe. Well, that's my integrity. That's who I'm committed to. And at that level, I'm committed to God, spirit, universe simply flowing through me, right? And so then the conversation gets a little easier, and maybe it even shifts from discipline to blissipline, where you find the bliss in your commitments, right? You find the bliss in getting up early on that day. You find the bliss in having that hard conversation and that relationship. You find the bliss in speaking your truth and launching that new product, whatever it is, even if it's hard, even if it's challenging, and you're disciplined. You find the bliss in it because it's the bliss of integrity. It's the bliss of surrendering to the highest essence of who you actually are. So I feel like when you come at it from that frequency, it's actually a really fun game to play.
Oh, I love that you introduced blissipline to me, and it makes such a difference because it brings the joy into it and the beauty into it, you know. And everyone listening, you know, blissipline doesn't mean always doing everything perfectly and getting it right and being militant about it. I know for me, there'll be times when I'm really blocked or I'm really stuck, but because my integrity is because I have the same integrity as you, which is probably why we're in each other's lives. When I have those blocks, when I can't get out of bed, when I am stuck, because of my integrity, I will go and look at why am I stuck? What's getting in the way? What do I need to learn from this? How do I need to be responsible for this? And then so that can move, and then you're back on track again, or maybe you're in an even better place than you were before. And then you're constantly in a stage of growth. We're always growing, 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 growing. And that's the beauty of it. And that's of course our power, right? Blissipline. I love that. I'm never going to use the word discipline again. Blissipline is the best. So tell me, and tell our listeners, how would you guide our listeners to begin upgrading their field today? Like, how can they begin? If this is new for them, because, you know, what we're speaking about, we've been doing this a lot. For them, if this is new, where do they begin?
Yeah, for sure. So I think what's important as a first step and a beginning point is actually define what is it that you desire your field to hold? What is it that you're looking to have manifest in your life and consciously and intentionally call in and create, and get really clear and specific around this, because it's not enough to be like abundance, freedom, love and joy. Okay, what does that mean? We don't know, right? That could mean anything, but if you're really clear and specific, this amount of money, a relationship like this, freedom, which allows me to do this in my life. Okay, now we're talking, right? The universe loves precision. So once you're doing that, it's almost like you're setting the compass on where you actually desire to head. And then we start having your field naturally start attuning to that, right? Because we can only manifest and create what we have the capacity to hold energetically and internally. So we've got to start fine-tuning that compass and actually allowing ourselves to go like, huh, okay, this is what we're calibrating this field to. Now, the next step around this is to look at, well, if that's not here right now in your life, then what is it within your system that is blocking you, stopping you, slowing you down, or holding you back from that? And this is where you get really raw and real with the humanness, the fears, the self-doubt, the self-sabotage patterns, the limiting constructs, the overthinking, the overwhelm, worrying how it's going to happen, telling yourself you don't know how it's going to happen, like all these pieces, right? This is where you can literally just sit down and write out, okay, here are the 152 reasons as to why this is not actually shown up right now. And then you remember that you are not these blocks. You are not these limitations. These are programs and these are patterns of information that have been running through your system. Yeah, maybe for a long time, but it doesn't matter. The quantum field doesn't care about how long you've had it. It simply cares that is the information there or not. And so from this place of conscious awareness, you can then ask, okay, how does this desire to be actually shifted and cleared? How do these blocks want to be alchemized out of my system? And this is going to be different for everyone. Maybe this is going through a deeper process. Maybe it's something in Nikki's work where you're like, okay, let me go through that process again. Maybe it's just looking at it and being like, you know what? I'm complete. I am now complete with running that program. Thank you. Bless you. I love you. Ciao, adios, goodbye. Right? And literally just making a conscious choice that enough is enough and you're no longer going to tolerate that. And some people would argue me on this and be like, Regan, but I've had this for 20 years. I must need another 20 years of therapy to release this. Yes, if you choose that that's the way, fine, go and do that. But what if it was as simple and easy as actually just making a conscious intentional choice around this? Maybe from there you choose that and then you realize like, oh, I feel it stuck in my body. All right, let me move my body. Let me alchemize my body. Let me clear it out. Oh, let me make a sound. The sound helps to move it. There's a million and one ways to do this. But are you tuning in and are you asking? And are you actually listening to, okay, this is how it wants to clear out, right? And so with the field recalibration, we've now set the alignment for where we're going. We've started to shift and move and clear anything that's been holding us back. So now we have more space to hold the new information and the new energy of what we want to create. And so the next layer around this is we then want to start activating the beingness of the version of ourselves that has already actually manifested and created whatever it is that we desire, whatever that compass point is. This is where we must be that version of ourselves. And so if there's a part of you that desires something, that wants something, that has a dream, a vision, a prayer, a goal, it's because somewhere out in your future, you've actually already done it. And desire is your soul's way of whispering or screaming to you, hey, like, you've actually got this, had this, done this, lived this, manifested this out in your future. So if you're able to listen to that and remember, this is the intelligence of your own soul speaking through you, connect with that version of you from your future and ask, okay, how does that version of me be? How do they walk and talk and think and act? What do they say yes to? What do they say no to? What do they no longer tolerate? What are they really proud of? What happens when you wake up in the morning? What are you focused on? What practices do you have? What are you committed to? Where's your discipline? Where's your integrity, right? And you start gathering all of this information, even down to the minute details. How do you dress? How do you feel your body? How much water do you drink? Like, all of this is important, right? And you get into the details, almost like you're interviewing this highest version of you. Start importing this information into your field. And then you don't let it just be a mind orgasm of like, oh, that was a cool exercise to do. No, you start being that version. You start actually walking and talking and thinking and acting and being of that version of yourself. And many people think you might need to completely blow up your life and change everything, maybe. But more often than not, guys, it's in the minute details. It's in going, actually, wait, the higher version of me just doesn't engage in this conversation. Thank you so much for your opinion, and walk away. Wait, hang on. The highest version of me, the lowest version of me would have stayed silent right now. Actually, the highest version of me needs to speak. This is important. I need you to hear this. Here is my truth. With love, right? And it's the shifts and the upgrades and the refinements of these micro details, piece by piece, you start crafting the capacity to download that version of you into the now, into your cells, into your consciousness, into how you walk and talk and think and act. And then once you have fully activated that, well, that's when what you're praying for turns up in your life. That's when the manifestation is in front of you. That's when you open your eyes and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm here. I'm living into my prayer. I'm living into my vision. My dream is actually here right now. But it comes from that place of allowing that process to take place. So hopefully those three steps help someone get started.
Oh, you are the queen of manifestation. You just totally got me. I was like, oh, I'm going to try this.
You've done this. You've done this a million times.
I know, but you just totally inspired me again. Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I love you so much. Really, I love you so much. You are such an important person in my world. Thank you for being here with me on my birthday episode. I just realized my dress matches your background, the purple. Perfect, in sync. Thank you so much.
I want to hear from you on your birthday. What are you calling in? What can we witness you in? What is this next cycle, this next chapter for Nikki all about? What is the declaration? Tell us, let us all hold you in that and witness you in that.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this. You know, I feel this year has been such a big year for me so far, and I'm calling this birthday my Empress birthday, my Empress year. I feel like I already have, and I am stepping into a whole nother phase of my life as a woman. And it just feels like the Empress phase of my life, where all that hard work that I've done is just coming to fruition. And for me, this next phase ahead is really about beauty and love and play and joy. You know, I've done a lot of hard work on myself, and I'm so ready to just receive so much love and just so much beauty and bliss. That's really all I'm open to receiving right now. And it is actually flying into my life in every area. And I'm just so grateful. You know, I'm 45, I'm turning 45, and I feel like I'm 21.
You're looking more and more like you're 21 as well.
I am. I'm getting younger every year.
It's how it works, right? When we embody our higher self, we get younger, we get hotter, we get more conscious. It's like, it's just, it all happens. Well, that's so beautiful. And yeah, I'm just witnessing you in this bliss and this love and this joy, and just in such deep, deep, deep celebration of who you are and all of your gifts and all of your light that you bring to the planet, and your journey and your path and your work that you do every single day. And I can attest to that, to be this amazing, shiny version of you. So I'm just blessing up your cycle. And I know like everyone with me right now listening is like, yes, happy birthday, Nikki.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Everybody listening, if you want to learn more from Regan, if you want to go and follow her, you can get all the details below in the show notes. Please go learn from her. She's taught me so much. She has so much to teach all of you and all of us. I love you, Regan. Thank you.
I love you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. Well, that was my first guest on this podcast, The Infinite Potential of Being Human. And of course, having Regan as my first guest was so special and so important to me, because this is my birthday episode and this is also the competition episode. So don't forget that we are now running the competition, because the podcast is shifting to this new era, this new phase. And remember that I released the first word of the competition in the episode on Thursday. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that, because you're going to need to catch that first word if you want to enter this competition. And here is the second word. The second word is shift. You want to go and catch the first word from the Thursday's episode, and then today's episode, the word is shift. Bring those two words together, the first and the second word, and enter that into the competition, and you will be able to enter for our amazing, amazing prize. Thank you all so much for listening. I love you all so much. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch. That's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with myself, Nikki Clinch, as your host. If you want to ensure that you experience a fundamental shift, not just in how you are living your life, but in who you are being in it, a paradigm shift in who you are being starting now, please download our 21 days of expansion activation process. 21 activations for 21 days of body, mind, ontological activations for you to be able to work with you both in the experiential aspects of your body and the wiring of your neural pathways in your mind. You can own this for the rest of your life and create that shift starting now. From this place, you can discover the infinite potential of being human and the aspects of the power and the aliveness that is waiting for you to discover it and realize it now. So download the link below to access your 21 days of expansion, and let us know how those shifts start landing in your world.
Thank you so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with Nikki Clinch. I will see you next week.